This is Twit.
So Prosser doubled down. Doubled down, which was a mistake. He had tweeted last week. Remember, in your tracker, what was the name of that tracker site you were talking about?
AppleTrack.org.
AppleTrack.org. He's a 77% tipster, which
87?
Is
87. I think he's
is he? Well, he's down now.
I think you're right.
He's down a little bit now. 77.8% accurate. And he tweeted last week for sure. There would be an Apple event today sometime, and this should have been a red flag, between 6 and 9 a.m.
Well, he said a press release announcing the Apple Watch and the iPad would be today around 9 a.m. Eastern.
Well, he slowly narrowed in on that. And he even said, my sources have... Here it is. Okay, guys, last tweet of the night. This was yesterday, 6:58 p.m., my sources are not budging or changing their mind. They're still telling me that Apple Watch and iPad are coming tomorrow via press release. See you all in the morning to find out.
This is so weird to me because, like, who would know that Apple was going to announce an iPad Air and Apple Watch event today, but not that it was just the event and not the products, but the event was going to be about those products? Like, that's a very narrow set theoretical union of knowledge and no knowledge.
Well, those people, whoever are in that intersection, are not going to be around much longer if that's the case. If it's that easy to narrow down.
We told half of you that it was going to be these products and half that it was going to be an event, but nobody knew both.
So this is the invitation. Did you guys get one? I guess you must have, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't, of course, but I don't exist in the world of Apple. This says Apple event. It's actually kind of cool because it says Apple event. Join us from Apple Park, September 15th, 2020, next Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. So we will be streaming that coverage live. Micah and I will do iOS today first, and then we'll stream that coverage live right after. And then we'll do Mac Break Weekly with your analysis right after that. But watch what happens when you tap this. Oh, I'm loading the Universal Scene Description package. What happened? It was working earlier. Let me do it again. Tap. Uh-oh. It's broken.
Still using web objects.
Yeah. What the hell? So it's so funny because I literally used this on this device earlier today, but it's no longer working. But you get an augmented reality version. Oh, screw it.
You can go to Let's Greg roll Johnsley, the tape. Brand new Twitter account and take a look at it. Leo, yes. If you want to see the.
Is that a brand new account for him?
Well, the account is old, but it's the first time he's used it.
Is that
true?
And
quite a flex. Yeah, it's quite a flex, his first tweet.
Greg J-O-Z or J-O? Yeah, I think it's Greg J-O-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, of course, going to be at this event because he is the replacement for Phil Schiller, the new SVP for marketing. And here is his tweet demonstrating the beautiful graphics that I couldn't. So that's the augmented reality. Notice the shadows, too, even doing the little thing.
Yeah.
So it turns the illustration into the date, 9/15. And he's doing
it. Also kind of looks like an apple for a half a second, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's right a little apple. There's the apple. I think that's supposed to be an apple right there. Now, what does this tell
infinity
us?
There's an infinity in there.
Yeah. How do we decipher this invitation?
Read these tea leaves?
Yeah.
I love speculating on invitation things, but I think this one is not as telling as we'd like to pretend it to be. I think it's just Apple showing off augmented reality and that there's not going to be a product per se that is reflective of that other than, you know, the LiDAR camera in a new iPad or something like that.
Rumor is, of course, the next generation Apple Watch and a next generation iPad Air that looks a lot like an iPad Pro down to the Type C connector on it. That all seems credible. That's rumor, though.
There's two big questions here, though, Leo, because like we know that Apple Marketing Communications gives a gist, like they give the spec to the graphics design team. The graphics design team does not know what's at the event.
Oh.
The communications team, of course, does, but they just give them what they want to see, and then the graphics design team makes it. So there's no like direct Easter eggs. It's just whatever the Marcom's team tells them to make. But time flies, you know, some people immediately think, oh, that's a LiDAR sensor, but others think, no, that's an Apple Watch. And some think blue, oh, that means the new iPhone is blue, but it's too late to be that blue. I mean, it's just all the way
down. They must give them the verbiage though, right? So the time flies has to be coming from the people who know.
That's Marcom's,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't, well, because also, find also out. they
Well, also, we're being played to a certain extent, because I'm sure that when they first started sending out these invites and they noticed that, my God, these idiots are actually like devoting all kinds of time and airtime to try to let's start to like sort of hype that up by putting little details so that people will definitely talk about this a lot more. Like, because I'm not setting myself aside from this. When I saw that, especially when I saw the animation, I thought, oh, maybe it could be like air moving around, and that could either indicate the iPad Air or could indicate the new oxygen sensor, blood oxygen sensor on the Apple Watch. But I mean, we just got through talking about like how if the moment that you start trying to like bank your reputation on predicting things that might or might not happen, it's like there's a rake right in the middle of an open field. You found the rake, you stepped on it. You had the option of not stepping on it, but you decided, you know what? I'm just going to stomp right on that thing.
Then you backed up and you stepped right back in the same place.
So this event we will cover. John Prosser's score is going to go down a little bit. I guess not really, because it was a press release, right? In a way, right?
It was. There was no press release.
And it didn't say, and nothing about this invitation says necessarily watch your iPad. So,
No.
I think we're going to take a few points off his accuracy.
Well, although the big biz pubs got told it was no iPhones, same way they usually get told.
Well, that's what's interesting. I'm looking at the 9 to 5 Mac story, which originally said Apple officially announces iPhone 12 event.
Yeah.
No. In fact, you still see that in the slug. Because it's easy to change the title on the page, but the slug in the URL still says Apple Phone 12 event. So do we agree it will not be an iPhone event, that's going to be in October?
Pachowski is usually good at that stuff. Like he's usually one of the people who will say like no hardware at this event, or Apple's not expecting this year, you know, and he's got a pretty good track record. He's not on Apple track, of course, but he's got a pretty good track.
Isn't that funny? He's not on Apple track.
No, I think they're more the young hipster, trendy leakers.
Okay, yeah, he's at BuzzFeed News. Does that mean that BuzzFeed is no longer hip?
Well, he was Recode though, so, and that's where it started. Like I think he was from the Walt Mossberg sort of generation, or like the Andy Anatko sort of generation of big papers that covered Apple, and that Apple wanted those specific readers to understand key things about the event. So the Wall Street Journal or Recode or somebody would say those things, or Bloomberg. Bloomberg got that too, because they want Bloomberg readers to know.
So Pachowski tweets, September 15th, don't hold your breath for the new iPhone. He also tweeted, that's what your intestines look like after 6 months of lockdown.
Accurate. I mean, too much information.
I would oppose that if not for the fact that just 20 minutes ago, my lunch was a peanut butter sandwich and a Pop-Tart. Okay, fine.
Oh, dear.
I feel singled out here. Is the Pop-Tart in the sandwich?
Well, it's fruit, technically.
Oh, dear. So
instead of jelly, you use Pop-Tart. That's exciting. Yeah, I would do that.
If you don't have any Pop-Tart, I mean, you don't have any jelly, right, put the Pop-Tart on the peanut butter and... Yeah, you can leave the bread out too, for that matter. Save yourself some time.
It's a tart.
Busy today. I'm sorry.
Crazy like that.
It actually sounds delicious. I think Julia Child would approve.
There you go. Well, again, it was plated like on the Food Network.
That's all that matters.
You slice into sections and sort of fan them out on the plate and sort of do it. When you get to the Nutella, you just do the splat and then a little swoosh down.
Plating is everything.
I myself would be surprised if there was an iPhone announcement next week, chiefly because there's been really loud talk about how there were delays on the iPhone this year, and so I would expect an event in October rather than November than September.
My accuracy rate, which by the way, according to AppleTrack.org, is 0%.
You've never been wrong.
I've never been right either. Here's an interesting one, and I this is a tweet, and I haven't verified it. Somebody said if you look at the metadata for the YouTube feed, which is already set up at Apple's YouTube account, the metadata does say Air, iPad Air, Apple Watch, but it also says MacBook and iMac.
It says everything. Guillermo Rambo went in and pulled all the keywords, and it says every single product that Apple makes.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But the one thing that was interesting and the one reason that this was written about is that it says Series 6. So all of the other things that are referenced are existing products, but Series 6 is not an existing product. That's why it's kind of a big deal that's in there.
Well, that's that's why I have sources that I've sort of I may be breaking a confidence here, but they tell me that six comes after five. I'm not hanging my reputation.
It does
on it,
say here's but, the here's the metadata. It does say Series 5 and then Series 6, but it also says iPad, iPad Air, MacBook, iMac, MacBook Pro, Fitness, Wellness, Illustration, Apple TV, Digital Art, AirPods, Apple Event, Apple Keynote, WWDC, which is clearly not September, Apple Special Event. Yeah, you're right. It just pretty much says everything. I don't know if you can read anything into that.
Yeah. Or, again, I'm being totally serious here. This is like code breaking in 1944 at this point, where they also know that people are going to take a look at the metadata. They're going to take a look at the image size and the image EXIF information. And where websites are routinely breaking down the code of like pre-release software to look for any mentions of, you know, hover phone. Oh my God, I saw a string that says hover phone in the upcoming in the beta software. I hope that Apple is big enough that they can sort of allow some of their engineers to say, you know what? It would be really, really funny if you basically got everybody chasing their own tails by sneaking a tiny, tiny little graphic of something with an Apple logo, but it's the size of, let's say, a 1-inch square piece of aluminum and with a port on the side of it that no one has ever seen before. Just put that somewhere in the binary and let's just see them chase their own tails.
They screwed with Gurman for a while when he was looking for the strings for new Apple devices like iPad 1.7 and things, and they started putting outlandish. Yeah. I don't think they went as far as like 12, hamburger or anything like that, but they started putting outlandish numbers in there as sort of like a wink and a nudge that they knew that people were in there.
Tags?
That Hopefully, feels iPhone-y yeah, to me. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, especially like that would be a feature that they could, you know, like a hardware product that they could announce as part of a feature to come with the new iPhone 12. That seems like they go hand in hand.
Yeah. It seems like.
Will it be a 2-hour event? Because the calendar invitation says 2 hours, and 2 hours seems long for Apple Watch, even Apple Watch 6, Apple Watch SE, and iPad. So either it's not 2 hours, and that's just the standard calendar invitation length they put out. Or there's some peripherals, but those all feel like if it's AirPods, if it's the over-the-ear AirPods, all that stuff feels like iPhone event stuff. Apple also, Silicon Max.
Double Pinder asks, and I think it's a fair question, why wouldn't they announce the iPhone next week? That's the normal time.
It's not ready.
It's just not ready.
Yeah.
It's a COVID thing.
You don't want 4 weeks. Well, yeah, I mean, lockdown, all those things. Yeah, it's apparently, I think Apple announced it's a few weeks behind, which is like 2 to 4 weeks in Apple financial parlance. And that would move it from end of September to beginning of October. And if the event was at the end of September, I think that'd be fine. Like they could say they did have a 3-week gap 1 year between, they usually have 2 weeks. They could have a 3-week gap 1 year. But I think a 4-week, 5-week gap is too much for them. They'd much rather do it.
Although we do think there will be a long gap between the iPhone 12 Pro. That'll be even longer.
It keeps changing.
Right?
It was not the Pro this week. DigiTimes said it was the 6.1-inch iPhones would come first, and then the 5.4 and 6.7-inch. And
Pro first.
Lori and I think
have
similar
opinions
of DigiTimes, but it's just
bonkers. What do you think, Lori? So give us your timeline.
Well, yeah, so it would make sense for Apple to announce and launch their iPhone, the new iPhone lineup. There would be one model or one, you know, size that would be available soon, and that's why they're postponing until October for an event at all. So I was thinking, and again, the DigiTimes, if they're right on this, I'm wrong, but I was thinking that the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Max, trying to remember the names of these, would be announced first. So that would be the 4.5-inch iPhone and then the 6.1-inch iPhone, not the Pros. And that later in the year, as possibly as late as November, we would see the Pro models or the Pro Max models, maybe even in three stages. So
would
the
they
iPhone
have
12.
Three events?
It wouldn't be events. So in this case, it would be they would have an event in October, knowing that the earliest they could get any phone out would be maybe a week or two after that event. but also knowing that there would be some phones that would come as late as October or late as November, which there's a precedent for that because that's what happened with the 10, the iPhone 10. They were announced in September and didn't come out until late October. So, but there were other iPhones available shortly after the event took place. So I think one, postpone the event long enough that they can get one model of iPhone out fairly quickly, but also make it so that when the next iPhone that's available comes out, it's not 2 months later. It's more like a month later or 3 weeks later.
So a week from today, iPad Air, watch, maybe tags. No, maybe not, because that might be for a later event. And then when in October? Early October? Probably, right? There'd be an iPhone event, maybe 1 month exactly, so October.
Yeah, first or second week in October. I wouldn't say maybe as October late as like 6th. Actual mid-October. Yeah. I feel like, you know, 15th of October might be a little bit late. It might be sooner than that. That's my guess.
So the
my
Tuesdays in October are the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. So maybe the 6th or the 13th.
Yeah. Okay. The 6th even seems a little early.
That seems
early.
Maybe the 13th.
And
that would be iPhones with some available in a week or two and some available maybe in a few weeks, like they did with the iPhone 10 and mm-hmm. others. Yeah. They're going to also announce Apple Silicon sometime this year. Would that be at one of these events?
So that would have been, if you think of a traditional year, a Mac event would normally take place in October. So this not being a typical year and knowing that we're getting Apple Silicon, that does change things because Apple Silicon could come as late as
December 31st.
And yeah, that would still count as this year.
The trash can Mac Pro, they announced it in the fall, but it wasn't available, didn't come out. You couldn't get it until early January.
January. My guess is that we are not going to see an Apple Silicon Mac at the iPhone 12 event. I think that's still going to be postponed a little bit longer, and it may get its own special event in November.
That would be a third event.
I agree 100% because this is. It's not well it, because you think about what they have to achieve with each one of these. Quote, now we're using air quotes, events. In the case of Apple Silicon, they not only with the iPhone 12, what they're trying to do is get people excited about replacing their phones with the new shiny. With the Apple Watch, they're going to have to talk about here are some new health features that we have. Here's how they work. Here's how they've been certified. Here's how well they work. Apple Silicon is going to be a totally different sort of thing where they have to walk people through exactly why you should not be wary of it, but you should be excited about it. They have to talk all about how they didn't just port Mac OS over to iPhone hardware and iPad hardware. They built a custom chip, and here are the things that we did to make it the best Mac OS CPU ever. So this is why I really think that that's going to be a standalone event. If there's anything else tacked onto it, it'll be something very, very simple. Like they might decide that if they haven't announced it, then it's a way to say, it's a way to announce them at a time when everyone's going to be taking a look at it. But this is going to be a big major event because this really is like trying. This is almost like a campaign that they have to launch here. They have to convince people that there's not only nothing to worry about, there's everything to be excited about with this new CPU.
It's absolutely the case that Apple tags are just a feature, really. And so they could be announced at any time, probably around the iPhone.